Let's take you back here, because even though you lost, you did become governor.
Yeah. And
because Senator Robert Kerr, very powerful senator from our state, died.
January the 1st, 1963, OU's playing in the Orange Bowl. Howard Edmondson, the governor of Oklahoma, and John F. Kennedy, the president of the United States, are attending their Orange Bowl. I'm still single. I'm in my parents' home in McAllister spending New Year's with them, watching the bowl game. And I get a call from Ed Montgomery, a reporter for the Daily Oklahoman, and said, "Do you want to comment on Senator Kerr's death?" And I said, "What?" He said, "Well, you're the acting governor. The governor's out of state. Senator Kerr just died, and we need an official comment." I said, "Senator Kerr just died?" He said, "Yeah." So I made an appropriate comment. I think, you know, a tree has fallen in the forest. I was hanging up the phone, and as I'm hanging it up, it starts ringing. Governor Edmondson's press secretary, John, said, "The governor wants to talk to you, but he's meeting with the president right now." Said, "Governor Edmondson and President Kennedy at the Orange Bowl were meeting on the news that Senator Kerr, most powerful man in the United States Senate from Oklahoma, most powerful man in the United States Senate, died during the Orange Bowl, coincidentally. And the governor's not here, and the governor wanted me to call you." So under Oklahoma law at that time, the governor filled any vacancy in Congress. Not now, but they did at that time. So after Senator Kerr's funeral, Governor Edmondson resigned. It was at the end of his term. It was the end of my term as lieutenant governor, and I had lost running for governor, but I became governor for 9 days, January of 1963. The only humorous story there is I had made a guy a bet. I was running for governor the previous summer. I said, "I want to be your next governor." And he said sarcastically, "You'll never be the next governor of Oklahoma." And I said, "I'll bet you $100. And we bet. Well, Kerr died. Edmondson resigns. I become governor. In the meantime, I lost, so I paid him the $100. So I called him now, and I said, "I want my $100 back, and your $100 you owe me." He said, "Well, you didn't get elected governor." And I said, "That wasn't our bet. Our bet was, you bet me I wouldn't be our next governor, and I am." And he sent me $200.
So you were governor for 9 days.
9 days.
Did you do anything as governor?
Well, you obviously know the question, so you know the answer, too. The biggest thing was that Senator Kerr, who was so powerful.
Talk to us about him. Were you around him?
Well, Senator Kerr, yes.
Talk to us a little bit about him.
Okay, let's go back to Senator Kerr. Senator Kerr, he was this lovable giant. He owned Kerr McGee Oil Company. He was the richest man in the United States Senate. He had his own private airplane, so he would fly back and forth every weekend. He was the only member of a delegation in the country that would fly home in his own airplane, so he could be here all the time. So he was always around. You know, other people were still up there trying to make a connection and get a flight home and that sort of stuff. Kerr would come in, and he was so lovable, and he was so tall that when you talked to him, he'd just kind of lean down and put his arm around you and say, "Oh, George," and he'd just talk to you like that. He was so powerful that Life magazine wrote that President John F. Kennedy gets through Congress what Robert S. Kerr will let him have. Bob Kerr was so powerful that my recollection is the first public appearance outside of Washington that President John F. Kennedy made as President of the United States was at Talamina Drive down at Big Cedar, Oklahoma, to dedicate the scenic drive from Tallahena, Oklahoma, to Mena, Arkansas. John F. Kennedy flew in, spent the night at Kerr's cabin at Poto, Oklahoma, out on a hill, and Kerr flew in his rocking chair. John F. Kennedy had a bad back, and Kerr had a rocking chair for him on his front porch. Kennedy flew in and cut the ribbon, you know, ta-da-ta-da. He was that powerful, but he was a lovable guy. Now, go back to when I was in college. Kerr had a youth organization of Oklahoma. There's a name. I can't think of it right now. I will in a minute. And on every college campus, there was a group of students who worked with Bob Kerr for Oklahoma. It supposedly was non-political, but we were all Kerr people. I was president of it at Eastern, and then when I transferred to East Central Data, I was president of it there. So I worked with Kerr for years as a college kid. Then in 1950, when I ran for the legislature, I'll never forget this, on the steps of the county courthouse in McAllister, Oklahoma, Pittsburgh County, we're having a speaking, and I walk up to Senator Kerr, and I said, "Senator Kerr, I'm George Nye." And he put his arm around me. He said, "Oh, George, I, of course, know who you are, but that smart young man. And then he told me something, John. He said, George, I predict you'll go somewhere in politics if you remember three things. I said, okay. He said, do what you just did. Always give your name first so the other guy can act like he knows who you are. Number two, always read the newspaper before you leave home so that wherever you go, you'll know what they're talking about. And third, never pass up a men's room. He did, 1950. 59 years later, I still remember it. Kerr was so lovable, but he was so powerful. Let me back up. He died January 1st, 1963. In those days, when you went to press, if you were printing a national publication, you basically only printed at one place. Today, they print a magazine in four or five places across the country. But they would have to print it like 3 days before the date line of the magazine. So to get a January the 3rd copy of Life magazine, it had to be printed maybe December the 31st. They printed Bob Kerr's picture on the cover of the magazine and called him the uncrowned king of the U.S. Senate. They published it. He died. It went on the newsstand after he died. I mean, isn't that something? Yeah. They published it the day before he died. He dies. It goes on the newsstand 2 days after he died. Yeah. As the most powerful man in the United States government. Yeah. Now, he's from Oklahoma.